President John Evans Sata Mills has rounded off his official state visit to Canada and arrived in the U.S. to meet the UN Secretary General. Speaking to Radio Ghana from New York, the Director of Communications at the Presidency, Kokoanyi Doho, said President Mills' visit has rekindled the interest of Canadian investors in Ghana's economy. He said President Mills was just echoing calls made by Dr. Kwame Nkrumah on African leaders to close their ranks and resist foreign interventions. Netanyahu Doho spoke to Cecilia.
President had an intensive interaction in Canada, meeting with the African diplomatic corps. Apparently, it's been some years since an African president visited Canada, and so there was a lot of excitement from the African diplomatic community. President Mills had a session with the Prime Minister of Canada, Prime Minister Harper, met with the Ghanaian community in Canada, and a few other engagements.
One issue that has gained currency, also drawing different perspectives, has to do with the president's call on African leaders to stand firm and not to allow foreign intervention. Why was the president making that emphatic statement?
I think it's a statement that was made in the days of Kwame Nkrumah, and it's about time. We need to take our destiny into our own hands as a continent. Recent happenings are a strong pointer to that fact, that the only way forward is to close our ranks as a continent and forge ahead together in one positive direction. And President Mills is only reiterating a matter of fact, especially as the good Lord has blessed us with abundant natural resources. What we have to do is to just pull together human resources to manage these natural resources, and then the sky is the limit. The kinds of things that we have in Africa obviously don't exist elsewhere, yet somehow we are always chewing the bitter end of the stick. And so President Mills is just making the point that it's about time that we started chewing the sweeter part of the stick, and the only way to do that is to pay for stay firm and be resolute in our position in terms of determining and charting our own path of development.
When President Mills met the CCC top officials, they promised to invest $2 billion in the Ghana's economy. Should Ghanaians be excited about this piece of news?
The CCC already has a number of investments already in Ghana, especially in the mining sector. They've expressed interest in coming into the oil and gas sector, which is a nascent industry that we are growing, so there's still room for enough participation. They're interested in helping us put in place the rail infrastructure, both on the Western Corridor and on other railway lines. So it's about the environment, which is very enabling us right now. The excitement, Ghana's image is flying high. The economy is the fastest growing in the world after the last headcount. So the signs are positive, the signals are good, and it's not surprising that investors in Canada are in Ghana and doing so positively with a lot of optimism.
Mr. Anyidoho said President Mills is excited about the positive response the 2012 budget has generated, and government is prepared to implement all the proposals outlined in it.
Well, the president is in New York now. Quite a number of activities lined up as well. The meeting with the South-South Group, which is an affiliate of the United Nations. President Mills will also be meeting with Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. And discussions will actually center around the pending election. If you recall, when the president was at the General Assembly sometime in September, he was reiterated the point that the election is coming up and Ghana will need all the observers to come and observe as it did in 2008, because his government has nothing to hide and is committed to free, fair and transparent elections. So meeting Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, the issue will come up again, and that only goes to show that President Mills is not paying lip service to making sure the election free and fair, but it's really committed to it. So these are some of the issues that, or some of the meetings that will take place while the president is here in New York before he breaks for his much needed rest.
The president was away when the finance minister presented the budget, and it attracted the usual politics that had to do with every budget. But experts have also hailed the budget. How is the president feeling?
Well, don't forget that the president was part of the budget preparation process before the delivery was done by the finance minister. So he's very much aware of what it is that is contained in the budget, and to the extent that majority of Ghanaians have hope in the budget, the president is quietly happy that we are delivering on our promises. Some people will see nothing good in it. So as for those people, yes, who will not pay too much attention to what they're saying. But the important thing is to make sure that we breathe life into the pledges that were made in the budget.
Director of Communications at the Presidency, Kokoanyi Doho, talking to Seth Aya.